Called me again this morning and left a message, and I thought he was going to chat, and I listened to the message. He was asking me to speak, and I was like, fuck. I said, I'm not calling this guy back. But I did. That's what we do. Love this meeting, first and foremost. Welcome to all the new people. These meetings are for you guys. If you weren't here, we would all get old and die and have nothing to do. So, no, but you're the most important person in this meeting. So, welcome to everyone that's new. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Wyatt. Wyatt, where are you? Wyatt came in here with no teeth like 3 years ago. He looks like he flew down in a helicopter from Malibu. You see people transform in these rooms. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so I moved back to Orange County a couple years ago. I had known Tim. I reached out to Tim. I told him I wanted to get plugged back into a good meeting. I told him about this meeting. This meeting's awesome. That I'm kind of, we'll see how I do here, but there's a lot of great speakers. I'm kind of humbled to go to speak here because I've seen phenomenal speakers here. But this meeting's great. It's like low key, really good speakers. It's laid back, very welcoming. The people that frequent this meeting, everybody that has commitments, they're awesome. They're like a really good tight knit crew. So I love this meeting. I was reading with a sponsee, before the meeting tonight. And he showed up a little early, and I was like, this guy's, what is he doing? I'm so annoying right now. he got there half an hour early, but anyway, so I start talking to him. He drank last night and was fucking terrified, and was, you know, just saying he's, you know, just didn't know how it happened, and just was at his wit's end, you know. And it serves as a good reminder. You know, we can get a lot of time, but you know, it's always one day at a time. You know, we're never immune. But we read more about alcoholism, and it was very appropriate for him, you know, talked about that first drink, how it's cunning, baffling, and powerful. I was thinking about some of the lists the methods that we had tried, you know, switching from scotch to brandy. I was going over my history. I tried everything before I tried this program. I did the outpatient Suboxone clinic. You guys ever did that? Yeah, it's a great idea, right? Go get drugs prescribed from the doctor and go to like one group a week and then continue to drink. And yeah, it's going to work out real well. I did heroin and cognac. Like I thought that was my solution. Like I like was so delusional. I thought that would work for me. I could just do those two and everything would be fine. But I tried everything. I was older when I came in these rooms. I was 37. And at that point in time, I was ready. I had no introduction. I didn't know anything about AA. There were a lot of moments that really stand out for me where I kind of told myself, like, you have a problem. But I didn't know what that was. Remember one time when I was in college, my mother she gave me her car. And I drove it to college. I went to college in the mountains in Colorado. I didn't really need a car. So I sold it, spent it all on cocaine. I'm not even saying that just to be funny. Like, that was insane. Like, I remember thinking, like, you have a problem, dude. Like, what are you doing? Like, not to sell it, to just use it, you know, so I could, like, go out. You know, it was just, there were several times it stuck out where I realized that I had a problem. I had no idea what that was. After I graduated from college, you know, I was super stagnant. My friends got jobs, got married, had kids, and I just regressed, and I didn't know what my problem was. So my drinking started out awful, and it ended awful. First time I drank, I was like 14. I was at a ranch in Wyoming, got drunk with a bunch of Wranglers, and they gave me some Copenhagen. You know, thought that would be a great idea. Did a big dip, threw up all over myself. That was my first experience drinking. I had a lot of good times in between my first and my last drink, but it ended horribly, or it started horribly and it ended horribly. So fast forward to, I'm 37 years old. I'm living with my mother. I didn't have a job. Didn't have anything going on in my life. I'm addicted to heroin. drinking all day long every day. And I mean, if it wasn't for my mom, I would have been homeless. I had nothing going on. And my mom came to me and she was like, "You need to accept help or you need to get the fuck out." And I was like, "Take the help." And because I'm not like tough, I'm not like the homeless guy, you know. Okay, I'm gonna go grind on the streets. I'm like, I'm not that guy. So I flew out here to California. I grew up here, so I moved away when I was in 8th grade. So I moved first time back here. Had never been to an AA meeting. Didn't know anything about treatment. So I come to treatment out here. It was not what I thought it was going to be. It was at first I was like, "What the hell is going on here?" You know, I'm like older. We're going in like vans to driving around, vaping, like listening to horrible hip hop. This is not going to help at all. Let me tell you though, it did. That treatment facility got me plugged in to AA, and the first meeting I went to, somebody stood up and was like, "If you don't know what this is, it's a 12-step program. There's the steps. You find somebody, you call it a sponsor, ask them to take you through those steps." So I took it quite literally. I did that. I dug in. Like I read, you know, I remember reading the doctor's opinion that night, and finally was able to self-diagnose my disease. I had never knew what my problem was before. I had had bouts of abstinence in the past, just like sheer willpower. But I always had this delusion, or just always had this thought that one day I was going to be able to control it. I'm stopping now, so eventually I can start drinking again, like a normal person. Coming to these meetings, I realize these guys, they just made a decision to never drink again, never use again. And once I was able to do that, it made it a lot easier for me, never having that in the back of my head that I was going to eventually be able to control it. So like this pro like everything in my life right now is pretty much a result of this program. All of my I moved out here with nothing, you know, and I have like a pretty big life now. Like I'm all of my friends, my job isn't a direct result of AA, but it's through connections that I made through AA. I have my family back. It's all because of this meeting. Like I go down to the gym in San Clemente and I see like Sam's always there. This one guy, my buddy Alex, I don't know if he's here tonight, but he says AA is like Fight Club. You know, we see each other out in public. So like we're all part of this community, you know. And there's like we're all connected. I went to a meeting last week and this guy took 1 year and he said that the thing that he likes about this program is that he, you know, everybody is so giving and they care about other people. And he was like, "That's how humanity is supposed to act." He's like, "But it wasn't like that before I came in." He's like, "That's how you guys are." And it's true, you know. I mean, my perspective has totally changed. I used to be like it's me against the world mentality. I feel connected to everything and everyone. I'm never alone. I have a relationship with God now. That was something that I had to this. So when you come into this program, I don't know about you, but I'm like a big procrastinator and I like to read about shit and think about shit and not actually do shit. This program like carries you through it. Like when you come in new and you reach out your hand, people will like take you like through every, like they like, it's awesome. Like people carried me like, you know, through this whole thing. This program, like one of the, when you come in, like, I just wanted to, you know, this is cliche. I wanted to stop drinking. I didn't know what I wanted to do next. I do now. I'm doing it. And this program, it's with you for the rest of your life. It'll get you through anything. I've seen people, cancer, death, all this crazy shit, and they walk through it. They lean into the program and it gets them through it. And it gets them, you know, they get out stronger on the other side. And it's all because of this program. That's all I got.
Yes.